The first reading is a reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Hear the word of the Lord, princes of Sodom. Listen to the instruction of our God, people of Gomorrah. Wash yourselves clean. Put away your misdeeds from before my eyes. Cease doing evil. Learn to do good. Make justice your aim. Redress the wrong. Hear the orphan's plea. Defend the widow. Come now, let us set things right, says the Lord. Though your sins be like scarlet, they may become white as snow. Though they be crimson red, they may become white as wool. If you are willing and obey, you shall eat the good things of the land. But if you refuse and resist, the sword shall consume you, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. To the upright I will show the saving power of God. To the upright I will show the saving power of God. Not for your sacrifices do I rebuke you, for your burnt offerings are before me always. I take from your house no bullock, no goats out of your fold. To the upright I will show the saving power of God. Why do you recite my statutes and profess my covenant with your mouth? Though you hate discipline and cast my words behind you, to the upright I will show the saving power of God. When you do these things, shall I be deaf to it? Or do you think that I'm like yourself? I will correct you by drawing them up before your eyes. He that offers praise as a sacrifice glorifies me. And to him that goes the right way, I will show the salvation of God. To the upright, I will show the saving power of God. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus spoke to the crowds and to his disciples, saying, "The scribes and the Pharisees have taken their seat on the chair of Moses. Therefore, do and observe all things whatsoever they tell you, but do not follow their example. For they preach, but they do not practice. They tie up heavy burdens hard to carry and lay them on other people's shoulders, but they will not lift a finger to move them. All their works are performed to be seen. They widen their phylacteries and lengthen their tassels. They love places of honor and banquets and seats of honor in synagogues, greetings in marketplaces, and the salutation, Rabbi. As for you, do not be called Rabbi, for you have one teacher, and you are all brothers. Call no one on earth your father, you have but one father in heaven. Do not be called Master, for you have one Master, the Christ. The greatest among you must be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted." The Gospel of the Lord. And so today, Jesus is yelling about the Pharisees, and he says what he wants is people of service and humility. People of service and humility. People of service and humility. And so this is what God calls us to, even in the Old Testament, when he's calling it through the book of Isaiah, and he's calling us to repentance. He says, wash yourself clean, okay, cease doing evil, learn to do good. And then he says, make justice your aim, redress the wrong, hear the orphan's plea and defend the widows. So the way we repent is by taking care of others, of serving others, of defending others. And so for us, you know, when we put this with yesterday's reading, if we are truly serving people, we're just too busy to throw stones at other people. If we're not serving other people, if we have no humility, we're constantly throwing stones at other people. So today, we need to listen to what Christ tells us. He wants us to be servants, and he wants us to be humble. Again, let us hear him and obey. May you know his love today and forever.